Hello, everyone. It's Alex. Welcome back to the Optimism Vision podcast. I am so excited to share today's conversation with you, talking to Simone and George and exploring the amazing cause that they are raising money and awareness for, all to do with neurodiversity and the ADHD Foundation in aid of raising money to install balloon projects at local primary schools, which I think is a fantastic idea, and I can't wait for them to share more of those details with you shortly. But before I get started, it was absolutely fantastic to connect with Simone over on Instagram. You may have noticed that my Instagram profile has been rebranded to be a bit more personal to me. So my at, my Twitter handle, my Instagram handle, my social media handle is now Coach Cardi. So it's a lot easier to find me personally, but I cannot wait to keep sharing visionary tales and experiences and tips and life hacks over here at the Optimism Vision podcast, which will stay exactly as intended, exactly as it started. And we're on that journey to reaching 1,000 plays of this podcast this year, which is fantastic. And I can't wait to keep sharing more visionary experiences here. Absolutely love connecting with you guys. Love the amazing comments and community that we get through this podcast. And I'm so sorry it's taken this long to get such an amazing episode out to you. Thanks again to George and Simone. There are parts of this podcast that are a little bit quieter, but please stay focused, keep listening, and pump that volume up, whether you're in the car, whether you're sat listening with friends or focusing on some work right now. Get yourself in the summer mood, get motivated, and listen to how running has changed the lives of someone with neurodiverse needs, such as George, and how it can continue to positively affect the people around him, his relationship with his mum, Simone, and also benefit other people. So he's doing it for a cause that is way bigger than himself. Absolutely fantastic, George. As I mentioned in the podcast, I am editing this episode sat in my Coach Cardi dinosaur t-shirt. Head over to my Instagram at Coach Cardi to see a post with me wearing that one. But looking forward for you guys to hear this conversation. I will stop rambling. Have an amazing time. Get comfy and see you on the other side. Enjoy.
Hi everyone, my name's Simone.
And I'm George.
And we are chatting with Alex today to talk all about George's running, his awesome running, and how he is raising awareness for neurodiversity.
Fantastic. Lovely to meet you, Simone and George. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. I'm so glad we connected online together. There's so many questions that I'd love to ask you. Before we get started, I like to ask the same question to every guest. And my platform, which evolved into this podcast, is known as the Optimism Vision podcast, all about being optimistic and looking forward to the future. If I asked you both, what does the phrase having an optimistic vision mean to you? What would you say?
What would we say, George?
Hopeful and positive.
We think it's all about being hopeful and positive for the future.
I love that. I completely agree. Do you feel that running helps you to be positive and hopeful for the future?
Yes, definitely.
I think it helps us to process our daily challenges, doesn't it? And helps us to get into that positive mindset so that we can sort of start the next day with a bit of a reset. Would you agree, George?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, George and Simone. I love that. I think running is one of those things that is fantastically simple, and we can make it as easy or tricky as we like, and we can all do it for different reasons. Was there any reason in particular that you guys settled on running, or was there any other sports that you also feel offer that same release, that same relaxation that you might get when you go running?
So why did we start running, George? Can you remember? I think it's because Mummy likes running, doesn't she?
And I like dinosaurs.
And George likes dinosaurs. And I was trying to entice you, wasn't I, to get outside, because you quite like having your routine and being inside, don't you? Playing on your games.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were trying to get you outside a little bit more because Mummy thought that because running helps me, it might help you. And I found a virtual challenge that was, it had a dinosaur medal, didn't it? And I said to you, shall we do a virtual challenge and get outside? And you picked the miles, didn't you? Can you remember what we picked? Because that was in April.
20?
We picked 20 miles, which is quite a big target, I think, in April. And that was our first sort of start at running together, wasn't it?
Yep.
And how often do you go running together, George, with Mum? How often do you go with Mum?
Almost daily.
Every single day?
Yeah.
And do you always enjoy it, or some days is it a bit trickier than others?
Some days I don't want to go out, but then I do want to go out.
I think some days, if we haven't had a good day, because we've been doing it for a while now, we know how it will change our mindset and make us feel a bit better. So I encourage you to still go. And usually we're able to sort of turn things around and make it a bit positive. And then other days you really want to go, don't you? And you're asking me to go. But mostly probably me asking you, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, bless you guys. That's so awesome. And so do you also feel inspired by, I know the running community has moved so much online since the lockdowns. And I know that's when I got a bit more involved with running. I found running to be something that I could do very, very cheaply and with relatively little preparation during the lockdowns to keep myself fit. And I think the running community was a huge reason why I got involved. What are small or maybe big aspects of the running community or the other people that you've connected with that help inspire you and motivate you to keep running?
So we were talking about this earlier, weren't we, George? We started a hashtag called Rawsome Mile, and this was a way to encourage people to get sort of behind George and to support him. But maybe people that couldn't necessarily donate, because we know like a lot of people ask for donations. So we thought this might be another way to spread awareness. And we were saying every time we see someone run a Rawsome Mile, which is getting more and more, isn't it, George?
Mm-hmm.
That really inspires you, doesn't it, to get out? Because we think, well, if they can do it for George, then we can do it, can't we? And that always makes you, how does it make you feel when you see someone's done a Rawsome Mile?
Super happy.
Super happy.
Fantastic. I know I haven't gone out to do my running Rawsome Mile yet, but today I definitely walked home from work, which was lovely in the warmer weather. And running a lot, doing lots of sport and teaching children. So I do indirectly do my Rawsome Mile most days. I do owe you both a running Rawsome Mile, and I can't wait to have a go at that myself once this week is over. How many people have got involved with running a Rawsome Mile so far?
Oh gosh, we don't know, do we? It's been getting more and more. Each week we sort of try and encourage people, and usually on a Monday I do a little post with everyone's photos, don't I? And this week was the most I had to fill in. So that was exciting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Like I said, I'm very much looking forward to getting my face on that post very, very soon, Simone and George. So don't worry, I will be there, I promise you. When it comes to, you mentioned about donating money. How have you managed to use running to help raise awareness for that? So you've mentioned the hashtag. Has there been lots of people that have wanted to get involved and run a Rawsome Mile? And what are they raising money for?
So we are supporting the ADHD Foundation, which we sort of stumbled across when we were researching all about neurodiversity, because obviously we're learning about it, aren't we, as we go along. And yep. Trying to understand it a bit better and trying to connect with other people who are neurodivergent so that we can get a bit more of an understanding, I think, about how George feels and ways to help and support George as parents so that we can do the best thing possible. and we came across the foundation and something called the Umbrella Project, which is an installation for schools, isn't it, George?
Yeah.
And what is it? What do the schools get?
They get free umbrellas to put up in the school.
And can you remember what the umbrellas represent?
Neurodiversity.
So the umbrellas are there to represent neurodiversity and to give children a nice safe space to go and feel happy. And the teachers also get training and resources. So we thought, while George was on, because George is on a neurodevelopmental waiting list, we thought let's do something positive and help all the other children that are possibly on this waiting list or children that might have been diagnosed, and help schools and help educate parents and get this resource for George's school. So that's how we sort of started, didn't we, with the fundraising.
Fantastic. I know that being neurodivergent is something that is so key to a lot of people to ensure that they get the right support that they need, especially when it comes to children's education. And I know, George, it would be so, so important to ensure that you are still able to do the absolute best you can while you're at school and still participate in activities with your friends and the people you care about around you. So that's so fantastic that you're raising all that money for such a fantastic cause. Do you have a favourite colour umbrella?
Oh, what a good question. What's your favourite colour umbrella?
Light blue, because that's just my regular favourite colour.
Light blue, that's fantastic. I have had a look at the project and it looks absolutely fantastic. And it looks like such a visual way of reminding people that everyone is different and there are so many different ways that we can be positive and motivate those people around us to be the best that they possibly can be. I know that I would absolutely love for the school that I work in to have one of those umbrella installations, and I'm sure we will have a light blue one in there somewhere. And I'm sure that we can get something set up in the future. And that will all be because of you. And we can explain to the young people in my part of the country, because we live quite far away from each other, that neurodiversity is something to be proud of and something that we can help support each other with. And that will be because of you guys.
Most definitely. That is our plan, isn't it? So we started fundraising for just George's school, which was £350. We thought that was quite a big target, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And how many, can you remember what amount we're on now?
1,500 and something.
So we've just been keeping going and we've been thinking, well, we could give this to more schools, so we'll just keep fundraising. And George's enjoyed it. He's decided to keep going to the end of the year in the hope that maybe we can reach 10 schools. We've set quite a big target, haven't we?
Yeah.
Brilliant, George. I hope you are looking after yourself both before and after your run as well. So I am a sports scientist as well. I work alongside pupils in schools at the moment, and I know it's very, very important to look after yourself after the run as well. So make sure that you sleep properly, eat those foods that are so fantastic for our body that are full of vitamins and minerals and all that good stuff. And to also make sure that we do lots and lots of stretches and cool downs to make sure that we don't injure our body, because with all that running you're going to need to stay prepared and stay fit and healthy. So absolutely fantastic, you will rack up so many miles by the end of the year. So congratulations that you've already raised so much money for such a fantastic project.
Yeah, isn't it, George? And we've realized that, like you were saying earlier, something that lots of us can get involved in is that you do it your way. So a way that we've found quite enjoyable is going to our local wood. That we do a lot of, George does a lot of climbing and jumping and walking and running. So it's fun, isn't it, to just be outside and have fun exploring the outdoors.
So Simone and George, this is a question for both of you. So if you can picture yourself when you first started your running journey, so I know, George, that was April. Simone, I presume that might have been a little bit before then. How have you changed as a person from when you first started running to now? Are there any things that have been made easier? Do you feel more comfortable doing certain things? Have you just amassed a huge collection of running shoes, which I know I definitely did when I started running? What has changed since you first started running for the better?
What do you think, George? What's changed for you?
I love running and I used to just stay inside and don't want to run anymore.
So what, and now you like going outside, don't you? And you seem to be a lot more confident, I think, and a little bit happier because that running's helped you to process all those overwhelmed moments that you might get sometimes during the day. What do you think?
Yeah.
And George has also collected, he's not collecting running shoes, Alex, but he is collecting a lot of running t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kind people have been sending you things and celebrating you as well, which is lovely, isn't it? And that's really helped you.
That's so lovely to hear, George. Fantastic. And it's so nice to hear that you feel a lot more confident. You always seem super confident when I see you on your Instagram page modelling all your new t-shirts. And I absolutely love the custom dino shirt that your mum has created for me, which I'm looking to pick up this week. So I cannot wait to share with you a picture of me doing some cool reel transition with the top popping on. That was so awesome. I really loved that one that you did. And it's so fantastic to be confident because you can move that confidence into a new activity. If there's something you want to try, you can try and embrace that confident feeling you get in your belly when you've been running and then try and move it into something else. There was something else you wanted to try. Is there any other hobbies you have besides running that you think I might be more likely to try in the future because I know I can be brave and confident after I've been running?
What do you think, George?
I don't think I have any more hobbies.
You quite like just having the one hobby, don't you? Because you like having a bit of routine and doing similar things. But we can have a little explore. You want to do a little bit of climbing maybe with Dan, out wall climbing, yeah, that you haven't done before. Is there anything else?
Maybe like doing parachuting.
Oh yes.
With the
I can't remember what it's called, but when you're in one and it sort of gives you wings, but I think you might need to be a bit older to do that and mummy might not have to be around because I might not like to watch you doing that.
I completely agree, George, that those are some of the coolest things I've ever seen, but I don't think Alex has it in him to be brave enough and confident enough to give it a go. So if you do one day manage to give it a go, I will absolutely be there. That would be fantastic. You'd have to be very, very brave, and hopefully we can keep building our confidence while we're running and maybe running slightly longer distances and encouraging more people to get involved. You can be confident to continue to make connections with brand new people. And like your mum said, the running community has been so, so supportive. I know local to me, there is a fantastic running community called Start Running, Stay Running, which I think you guys have mutual followers, I think. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but there's so many amazing online running communities that have popped up since COVID and the lockdowns to really keep inspiring people to really try their best and make the most of their body and their fitness, and, you know, really to ensure that people don't take that for granted and really recognize that being physically active and healthy is a superpower in itself and it's something fantastic that we should celebrate and not take for granted.
Another thing, Alex, that we didn't mention is that George has just started parkrun, which obviously we were talking about virtual running. We've now started parkrun. We've done all you've done, I think.
Four parkruns.
So before, we used to find that a bit overwhelming, didn't we? Because there's lots of people, it's quite noisy, but we stay at the back. We do it in a way that feels comfortable to us, don't we? And we're now on a mission to maybe do 10 parkruns and get a t-shirt because your brother's got a t-shirt. George will do anything for a t-shirt now.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Parkrun is something that I know is so beneficial to so many people. And there is a local parkrun in my town. Unfortunately, because I play a lot of football at the moment, Saturday mornings, unfortunately, are not the best morning for me to do a parkrun. But I know over the summer holidays, while the football season is slowing down, I definitely would like to have a go. And I didn't realise that if you did 10 park runs, you get a t-shirt. So you know what? You might have tempted me there to give it a go too.
Do you know what, Alex? I think you have to do 50.
Well, I'll have to keep being confident, Simone, and getting out there and trying to do more. It might take me a bit longer than you and George, but maybe one day I will get my park run t-shirt.
Yeah, I think adults, we've got a bit of a bigger challenge, but it's still a big challenge for you, isn't it, 10? But I think we can do it. Yeah. But like you said, the running, we've been doing it slowly and steadily, haven't we? And with the park run, that's 3 miles. So like you were saying, we're sort of building a little bit on George's distance, although I think because we do it quite regularly, we quite like the shorter 1 mile or some mile, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we prefer that at the moment.
And that's so nice to know that you still get all those amazing positive benefits. Because some people who run quite regularly may see a mile as something that's quite quick and easy. And some people will see that as a huge challenge, especially people that haven't run before. And I think the rawsome thing about that rawsome mile is that you can connect from both ends of that attitude and still feel connected and part of something that is so fantastically more than just going for a run and supporting neurodiversity and those amazing causes that you talked about, which I will happily share in the podcast description and any posts that go out afterwards so my listeners and audience can get involved and spread awareness there. But that is so amazing that, you know, you enjoy that rawsome mile and make the most of, for some people it'd be a short distance and for some people it's a huge challenge. So well done to the both of you.
Thank you. I think that is definitely something that I have learned, because I've been running for about 4 or 5 years now. Sometimes what you do is enough, and well, every day you should really have that mantra. So like you said, sometimes it can feel like just a mile, sometimes it can feel like a real struggle, but knowing that that's enough is a really nice feeling, especially as a parent when you're trying to manage everything. It's a nice little moment for me and you to have together, isn't it, George?
Mm-hmm. Amazing, guys. That's so lovely to hear. And I really, really hope that you continue to keep sharing those magical experiences with each other throughout the end of the year. If we look forward to, gosh, right at the end of 2022. So, George, if you could project it out there into the universe of something that we could maybe hope to achieve together with yourself and your mum, how much money would you think you would be able to raise, and what would be your ultimate target for that amazing project before the end of the year? Because there's no harm in setting a huge target. If you could choose one that you'd be super, super proud of, what big number would you like to raise by the end of the year?
I'd like to raise 10,000.
To me, that's a big number.
Yeah.
Do you think we can do it?
Probably.
Do you think you can do it?
Definitely.
Why do you think you can do it?
Because I love running awesome miles.
And you're awesome, aren't you?
Yep.
And it's good to celebrate how awesome you are and encourage others to celebrate how awesome they are.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt in my mind, George and Simone, that with your amazing positive attitudes and the amount of contagious enthusiasm I see on my social media feeds of you both running and participating in the running community and the sport and health community, that I'm sure we will be able to get ever so much closer to that target by the end of the year. And George, as long as you keep looking after your legs, I definitely think we can make it there without a doubt. And I wish you the absolute best of luck.
Do you want to say anything? You've gone all quiet.
Yeah.
We're excited for that, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We just like sharing your journey, don't we? Because you've come quite far and it's only been a few months. So hopefully that will encourage other people to try and give it a go.
Yeah.
Yeah, who might be feeling like you maybe don't want to go outside. He's come quiet now.
George, one more thing, just for all those people that are listening that maybe sometimes don't feel as rawsome as you, what would be your biggest tip or something you'd like to say to those people that maybe today when they're listening to our conversation aren't feeling as brave or as confident as you? How could you help them get outside and feel fantastic and feel a bit better about themselves by running the rawsome mile?
Encourage yourself, be awesome and be brave.
That's really lovely, George.
I love that, George. Well done. Thank you so much to the both of you for spending some time with me and having this conversation. I cannot wait for all of our audiences to hear this, because I think this is a fantastic conversation and a fantastic piece of good news at a time when maybe there is sometimes days where it's harder to find the positives. And I absolutely love this. And thank you again, Simone, for getting in touch with me and introducing me to George. George, you are one fantastic little man, and I can't wait to keep up with your journey together. If there is any other sources or areas that you'd like to direct my audience to, or to close out our amazing podcast conversation, please feel free to share it with the world.
We would just like to say a big thank you to you, Alex, for giving us this platform to share George's story and to hopefully encourage and inspire people who, like you said, might be new to running or might not be as outdoorsy, and just hopefully we'll reach some people and help them to see that it's important to celebrate your differences, and it's important to try new things in a way that you feel safe, isn't it, George? And just to build on that, like we've done, we've built on it, haven't we? So that you can feel more confident and happy about exploring the outdoor in a way you feel comfortable. So I think that's what we would like to share with others, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Amazing, guys. Thank you so much again. And I look forward to connecting with you both again soon. I'm sure we will have plenty to talk about next time we talk. And like I said, I owe you a running Rawson mile, and I will definitely look to get my dinosaur t-shirt this week. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Alex.
Bye.
Now, who wouldn't feel inspired to go out for a Rawson mile after listening to that fantastic conversation? Thank you again to George and Simone. That was so empowering for me to sit down after a long day and have that conversation with you, and it really made me feel like getting up and going for a run. I have been walking a lot recently in the sunshine, and feel that, yeah, maybe I should quicken my pace a bit and get that Rawson mile in. Even sat here while I'm editing this episode, I'm still smiling at the fact that I have a Coach KD Rawson t-shirt, which is pretty awesome, and I cannot wait to share that over on my Instagram profile. If yourself as a listener are feeling empowered to do the same, please check out both George and Simone's Instagram profiles over at Fueled by Positivity and at Rawson Runner George. It has been so awesome to get to know them over the last sort of couple of weeks. And if you would like to contribute to their crowdfunding, you can check out all the links over on their social media channels. And I think if you do have 10 seconds, just share this podcast episode with someone you know who could also make a difference or need a bit of inspiration today. And potentially we can get this conversation, this message, this amazing cause into the right circles and help encourage schools and the ADHD Foundation to raise £350 per school. George, I definitely think we are in a world where we have some amazingly generous people, some amazing people who make fantastic connections each and every day. And potentially this podcast and your message will reach those people. And we may just about get to that £10,000 target before the end of 2022. I am incredibly optimistic. And why wouldn't I be? Here we are at the Optimism Vision podcast. Thank you again, guys, to all my listeners for sticking with it and welcoming me back to this amazing platform where I can share messages that are visionary and inspirational, exactly like this one. If you do get out for your own Rawson mile, make sure you hashtag it. And it'd be awesome if you could tag me as well to know that I have also encouraged you to run a Rawson mile. Have a fantastic summer, guys. I am looking forward to sharing lots of new content here on this page as I look to continue my journey of self-improvement and consistency, ironically, throughout the rest of 2022. Got big things planned as always, and we are working on this journey together. Wherever you're listening, have a fantastic rest of your day. And thanks again for all the lovely comments and shares. I'm looking forward to getting back to it. See you soon, guys.